Discover for yourself how God is able to change your life forever through the ministry of Bishop Dagwood Mills. Dagwood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 churches worldwide. He is an international healing evangelist and author of several best-selling books. He also conducts work of ministry conferences all over the world and has established the Anakazo Bible and Ministry Training Center. Now, listen to Dagwood Mills.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, thank you for this opportunity. Guide us by your wonderful, mighty Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Right. He that reapeth receiveth wages. Our scripture, John 4, verse 33, I believe. Verse 34. Jesus said unto him, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Amen. And verse 35. Don't say, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. When you say there are 4 months to harvest, you have committed a hit against yourself. Because you are delaying the reaping of wages, the receiving of wages. Yes, you are hurting yourself. So don't say there are yet 4 months, then comes the harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes, look on the fields, for they are white already unto harvest. And verse 36, he that reapeth receiveth wages, amen, and gathereth fruit unto eternal life, amen. Serving God is the greatest adventure you can embark on for yourself. It is the best use of your time. It is the best vocation you can ever get into. It is the high calling. It is the grace of God. It is a great, great opportunity which many do not get. Even in churches today, many churches don't encourage you to work. They don't encourage you to do anything. You just come and sit and be blessed. But here, and in, of course, not only in Lighthouse, there are other churches that do that, but many churches, all right, they are happy to have you just to sit around. They are cool, especially if you give some money, you know. But here, we don't want you to just sit around. We want to encourage you to work. Don't say there are 4 months. Nobody knows the date of your death or the date of your departure. One day I went to a cemetery in America, and I was quite intrigued by the writings on the cemetery, on the graves. They had little places for couples. So you die and your wife is laid by you, or you die, your husband is laid by you, They even have arrangement for if you marry a second time, you know, how they do it. But I remember one particular one. I went in the Britain, the man or the woman had died. They wrote the date of birth and then the date she died or he died. And then he was there. Then on the side where you see the space for the wife or the husband, they had written his name or her name and then the date of birth dash, and then the date of death is unknown because he's still alive. Fill in the gap and you fill it in later on. Yeah, so nobody knows. You'd like to know, but that is why we have all these announcements, gone too soon and all that. What a shock. So don't delay. Don't say, well, I have a long time. Oh, in my 50s, in my 60s, in my 40s, my 30s. No. Anybody who wants to serve God, serve him now. Now, those of you who are doing business and whatever job you are doing, whatever work you are doing, learn from this message that the great key to prosperity, which is a great mystery, is the key of he that reapeth the harvest of God, the work of God, the will of God. Jesus even didn't call it the harvest. He just said, my meat is to do his will. Doing the will of God provokes amazing prosperity. Amazing prosperity. No matter the work you are doing, working for God is also mysterious. To work for God, like Abraham, may be to travel. Like Isaac, it may be stay in town. And Jacob, it may be have a lot of children. That's the work of God. Are you there? The work of God is greatly mysterious. Now, wages. Today is the last day of our wages. Tomorrow will be something different. But today, you notice again the different types of wages. Incomes, earnings, returns. That is what it says. He that reapeth receive income. Income. Never come to God with the mind that I want to make profit. No. You can't make profit in the house of God. What you can do is to serve God. And I am showing you that serving God results in reaping wages. As to how it happens, I cannot explain. Amen. Can you explain how when you take your phone, you speak to somebody in America? Why do you want to understand this one? You are speaking to Australia. Australia. When you say hello, you say hello, bye, bye. You hear him standing in Australia, a place that takes about 24 hours to fly to. You don't understand, but you use it. Don't try to understand. Try to believe. As many as received him and believed, not as many as received and understood, but as many as received and believed, to them he gave power. So when you must receive and believe what we are preaching. Don't have to understand it. If you ask me to explain it, my explanation will just get to a point. Beyond a point, I can't explain anymore. But what I'm showing you is what is in the Bible. He that reapeth receives wages. That's all. That's what you need to know. And you need to remember. Expect salaries from God. Expect compensation. Expect payments. Expect payoffs. I was a student when I started receiving payoffs. Yes. I never thought my father would buy me a car. But one day I analyzed and I thought, no, I'm doing the work of God. I will ask him for a car. And I asked him for a car as a student. And he said, okay. And I received the first of many brand new cars, brand new, as a worker of God. I've been receiving these wages for years. It's not now. Brand new with rubbers, tear rubber cars. Yes. As a student. I use it for visitation. I use it as a church bus. Begin to receive brand new cars. Whatever is an old car in your life, God is changing it to a new one. Remuneration. Emoluments. Reimbursements. Allowances. Allowances, just take this and then like you are not nurses. Nursing students, they receive alawa because they are not really employees. They are students. That is why they have stripes. You still have those stripes. They have stripes. They are not real nurses. So they can't officially pay them. But the way they work, even as students, it's like, look, let's find something for them. I see an angel finding something for you. Fees. School fees. From today, every shepherd who holds the Bible to teach something that is more important than physics, expect to receive school fees. School fees. School fees. In dollars, in pounds. Yeah. Never look at the people you are teaching to decide that these people can give me something. That's not how we do the work of God. When you do that, you can never really be a servant of God. Because you are just looking at, well, what can you give me? Maybe I want to have my church in a hotel. My church must be in a hotel where the offerings will be mega. You are a fool. Don't think like that. That's the mark, and I didn't call your name, so don't say anything about that. The mark of the beast is the mark of buying and selling to make profit. You never do the work of God to make profit. But deep down in your heart, you must know that the God you are serving, you will never serve him in vain. Awards. Awards. You will receive awards. That is why I don't go for when they say award of this, award the this of that award, want to give you an award of what you know, you can't see even one award, one earthly award in my office. I don't have even one. I don't have even one. Why should I? The place that are giving me awards, angels are carrying the awards. It's not this award for this and award for that. What are you talking about? Advances. Receive advance payments. Salary advance. God has seen your heart. I said, God has seen your heart. So in advance, he's making provision for you. I see you. Somebody here is receiving tiles for a building. A tile. I don't know whether you are building a house. I saw tiles. Rewards, benefits, all kinds of benefits. Yeah. one day I arrived at an airport and I was met by people who were clapping. I said, wow. Can you imagine somebody like me? Many times I've entered airport, the whole airport comes to a standstill. Everybody is looking at what is happening. Who is, what is it? Yeah. Can you imagine that? It's happening to you. I said it's happening to you. Stipends. Stipends are things that are given to students. Whoever is sitting here who is a student and has decided that as a student you will work for God, begin to receive stipends from heaven. Whoever here is a trainee shepherd and a trainee pastor, expect stipends from heaven above. Remittances. From far, you will receive remittances. You may not know how. You may not know where. And finally, pensions. This is the payments you receive. For work you have done in the past. Amen. Number two, wages. See God as someone who wants to give rewards. Yes. Don't be like people who we have tried to encourage to be in full-time ministry, who have had evil minds. They'll be thinking in their heads, oh, you are the only one who will chop. I'm going to take my life into my own hands. I will never work for you. I will never work for you. Sure, you say we should work for God, but actually it's working for you. I won't work for you. Da, you see. Yes. Onapo. I said Onapo. You will not even get to work. Even get a chance. You say you prefer to work at the bank. That's why I've been watching bank workers for years to see that they will come up with riches. That is why always work for God. Yesterday I met a bank worker. I was introduced to this lady by the pastor, and he told me that this lady received the word, but she helps in the church. She does a lot of things. So when I preach about debts, she received it. And when the banks were now bringing more, take this and sign for the rest of your life, you owe us. She said, based on what I heard in the church, I will not do it. And today she has prospered, built houses and so on without owing anybody. That will be your story. Don't come and sit here with 15 years of debt on your neck and say that you have prospered. What type of prosperity is that? 15 more years before you will be free. The servant is the borrower is a servant to the one who lends, not a servant of God. You've become a servant of the lender. You have not become a servant of God. You are a servant of the one who lent you the money. Number three, you will not serve God in vain. Look, remember this. It will never be in vain. There are times that I've been sitting there writing book. A particular book that I always remember was when I was writing Transform Your Pastoral Ministry. I wanted to stop many times because the thought that kept coming to me that was that this book, will anybody read it? These people, they won't read the book. Many times when I'm writing, those are the thoughts that come to me. But the Bible teaches us that, look, he, that, because Solomon was wise, he continued to teach. That's what keeps me going. Because if I'm looking at people to appreciate, that's why I said, don't do anything with those people in mind. Do it unto the Lord. And he that reapeth will receive wages from a supernatural source. Yeah. It will not be in vain. Number four, you'll be the first partaker of the fruits. You are the first person to receive wages. Number five, you will receive wages for seeking the kingdom of God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, the master scripture, for the master key to the super key to the supernatural door of prosperity is Matthew 6:33. This is not a preaching inviting you to come and work for God full time. This is a preaching to invite your heart to him who is the real holder of prosperity. Yeah. Matthew 6:33. You'll be clothed more than Solomon. You'll be blessed more than the lilies of the field. You will have things added to you. When you look at it and say that, is this not what people are searching for? It's been added unto you. One day somebody presented me with a car. When I knew that, I saw the car, I said, these are what people are searching for. I never even opened the door of the car. I just passed it on. I said, take it. Never looked inside. Yes, it's nothing. For those who are suffering all your life for such things, you will never understand. Yeah. That's why when God is inviting you, you are bluffing. It's an onaporific. Those of you who don't understand these words, they are lighthouse words. They have been created. So if you don't understand, ask your brother. That onaporific, what is it meaning, onaporific? Onaporific means like you will not get, you will never have a chance to even see something like this. It means it's onaporific. Don't be sitting there and say we are speaking a language. This is a lighthouse. It's a language in the church. Onaporific. Number six, expect wages in the form of super abundance. Lord, you can use my boat. After that, the kind of abundance you are going to receive. Ha. 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 You can use my boat. You can use my voice. You can use my fingers. You can use my dancing styles. Where's Danny Boy? Two of you guys, come here. These two boys. They used to dance for money. Is it not true? Huh? Come, as if it's true. You were dancing for what?
Money, 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 money. Yeah. If you call me to come and dance, I expect you know in your head that I must get money after the dance, so... Then when you call me, we have to negotiate.
Negotiate to dance where?
In church.
And you too?
Very true, Bishop. In church, my own Sunday morning is my business day.
Your what?
My Sunday morning is my business day.
Your Sunday morning is your business day. So when they came to First Love Church, They were surprised. You were surprised at what?
We were surprised. We saw a lot of dancers dancing. They were happy dancing. So I was wondering that these people, are they receiving money for this thing they were doing?
What about you?
Oh, the way I saw them jumping, I was like, Charlie, the Lord has answered my prayers. There is money in the church. Because they were dancing so much energy. I said, oh, I will get enough money here.
So he came to church with the mind that now I will get enough money here. And how much have you received now?
I'm dancing for God for free.
Go down there and dance.
Were saved, the joy you felt inside. Do you remember? You were born again. You went around telling everyone. Do you remember? Happy church, in its presence all day long. Do you remember? Singing in the choir. Church almost every day. Remember the time God spoke to you. Remember the time He touched your heart. Remember the time Jesus saved your life. Remember the time. Remember when God called you. You said, I'll go to the ends of the world. Remember what you said to him. You said, I'll take up my cross and I'll follow you. Do you remember the dreams you had and the visions you shared with us? Do you remember hands laid on you? You were ordained and you were anointed. Remember the time God spoke to you. Remember the time He touched your heart. Remember the time. Oh, Jesus saved your life. Remember the time. The sweet memories of the call of God will never leave your heart. Spoke to you. Remember the time He touched your heart. Remember the time. Oh, Jesus saved your life. Remember the time. Yeah, remember the time.
Wow. Now they dance without collecting money. Their wages are coming from above. Amen. The next is that you use your body for dancing. Remember, Jesus borrowed the boat of Peter, and after that, no. There was too much. Then at the Sea of Tiberias, your wages will come in the form of things your efforts cannot do for yourself. Bible says they toiled all night. All night toiling, still not getting much. What God can do for you is so much. And John, when they couldn't see the figure who was standing on the shore. But when they lifted, he said, try the other side. Try the other side. When they tried the other side and they lifted, do you know how heavy one Shoyi, it's called Shoyi grouper. It's called grouper fish. One grouper. It's like this. Very heavy. And they caught 153 on the other side. So when they lifted it, John said, it's the Lord. It must be the Lord. This one. Everybody stand up and hold your fishing net. Hold your fishing net. Oko, come and help me. Ready? Ready? It is the Lord. It is the Lord. Try your fishing net again. 1, 2, 3. Turn to your neighbor and say, it is the Lord. Receive more than 153 fishes in your life. You are about to receive a new car key. When you receive the new car key, you say, what will you say? It is the Lord. It is the Lord. Receive 153 of them. What you cannot do for yourself, God will do it for you. Sit down. These are just revision. I'm doing revision. Number 8, your wages come in the form of deliverance from shortages and embarrassment. Wine is short. No drinks. I remember somebody was having a wedding and he was expecting the programs. The programs were not there. Oh, the program for the wedding is not here. Wow. The cake for the wedding is not here. And they have written on it, cutting of cake. Item number 6, and there is no cake. It will never happen to you as long as you live. Jesus' mother told the people, look, whatever he says to you, don't play table tennis with whatever he says. As for some people, they can't play real table tennis. It's with their mouth. Everything is an argument. You say one, pa. You say this, pa. And what about me? And you too. Pa, pa. They can't play real table tennis, but the mouth has an answer back for everything. Some of you, you even answer back your parents. When your father says you say something. When your mother says you say something. Say, hey, can a child speak like this? Can a child speak like this? Jesus' mother said, look, whatever, if he says climb it, ladder, climb it. I don't know what he's going to say. I don't have any idea. Whatever he says, I don't know what he's going to do. But this my boy. Whatever. You see, every miracle happens by obedience. Yes. Every miracle happens by obedience. When you obey God, you open the door. Because sometimes you want to experience the supernatural power of God. But to experience the supernatural power of God, you enter the door to the supernatural by obedience. Just do what they say. Do it. And people are hindered. That's what Jesus said. Don't say there are 4 more months. I'll do this later. If I take 10 people who I tell things to do, I will usually get 1 out of maybe 12 that will do what I say. Amongst my pastors, bishops, full-time lay pastors, 1 maybe out of 12. Or even maybe less. But I say, this that they do. Yeah. And God has not used you to do much. When you say, you see poor people, you give them try this. Or look, maybe 1 out of 25. No, seriously. Most people have it in their mind. 4 months. We'll do. They don't do it. And you see, because of our respect, we are respectful in Ghana. So the table tennis is not an open backhand. But it is just be there. Amen, amen, amen. She, I do not. That's it. We are respectful. You know, every culture has what it has. You know, Africans, we are respectful. It's one of the good characteristics. Respect. So you wouldn't get a certain open, overt rebellion. If a president was to come here, all those who hate him will stand smiling. Please give me your biggest smile. Ghanaians. Hey. True or not true? Yes, please. Recently, I spoke to a young man. I was outside the country. And I sent him a message. And I told him, buy cats. Alonte. Do you want Alonte? Cat. How do you say cat in tree? Huh? Okra. Or the other one? The first one you said? Ejam. Ejramwa. A drama. And a fanti is what? A drama. Okra. Buy okra. I told him, buy okra for something that I'm going to do. And I told him the number of Alonte that he should buy of cats. Yeah. I sent a message in November or December. Buy this cat. Yeah. And like I said, one out of 25, one out of 10, it's not your own money. You are not using your own money. It's not from your bank. I said, buy a cat. Buy it. I gave him the number. I said, bring them. And because I have a 1,000 things I'm doing, it takes me some time to, my mind will come to that thing. So from November or December, it was last week that I remember. But like my father, I told my father, he never forget what. So I said, where are the cats? So I'm working on it. I said, there, straight away. Immediately you are demoted. Immediately you are demoted. Yeah. It's not your money. It's not you anything. Just an instruction. Find a cat. Do you think if tomorrow morning I say I'm looking for cats, I cannot find cats? Alonte, what do you say? Adramwa or what? How do you say it in a way? Daddy. Daddy. Is it correct? Daddy. Daddy. Joseph. Joseph. I always eat cats, isn't it? Yeah. And the person I send is not an airway. So if he was even an airway that he doesn't want to catch his friends, or he doesn't want to catch what is food or whatever, I said, look, just buy it. Wow. I don't know, but you can't even understand why people don't do things that they are told to do. Especially an important, if I take missionaries, if I take 25 missionaries to 25 countries, probably one out of 25 will do what you say. Here, do this. They don't do it. It's amazing. And God always gives us the revelation. One day I went to visit a missionary. One of the things we teach you, listen to messages. Do this. In the evening, there was a service. I attended the service. There was a crowd there, and I preached. When I finished preaching and I came back to the hotel, I called the missionary and said, come. We sat down. He thought that I was fooled by the crowd that was there. I told him that the people I preached to are not our church members. He was shocked. I said, the people I preached to is not our church members. Then I started to find out. All of them are the same. Those who don't do well, they are all the same. What you say they should do, that is what they don't do. That is why you don't have much. I told him, your time here is finished. You leave the country. And he was out. Yeah, they don't do it. All of us, as we are trying to serve God, let us learn the revelation that Jesus' mother, you know, Jesus' mother is like a mother. You didn't say much. Some of you criticize Catholics who love Mary and all this so much. Look, don't criticize that, eh? Don't criticize things you don't understand. Yeah. Mother of God. Mother of God. Yes. She had only one sermon. I said she had only one sermon. Perhaps one of the most important sermons anyone could ever preach. Whatever this one says to you, do it. This is the only advice I can give you. And that is the key advice that people don't take. That's her sermon. Mary. Or it's not her name, Mary. Musicians, you say do this, do that. Children, do this, do that. But there are few who can ever give such a message. Whatever he says, do it. Number 9. Your wages will be food you can never eat. Food you can never eat. Luke chapter 9, verse 12. When the day began to wear away, then came the 12 and said, send the multitude away that they may go into the towns and country round about and lodge and get victuals, for we are here in a desert place. But he said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they said, we have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fishes, except we should go and buy meat for all these people. And there were about 5,000 men. 5,000. And this is his only instruction. This is his only instruction. This is the instructions of Jesus. Which again I can say doesn't even really make sense. Make them sit down by 50s in a company. You know, and they did so. They did so not 4 months later. Some of our current disciples would have said, I think we should have a meeting about this, because, you know, people, there are a lot of hungry people here. And he has asked the people to sit down. He's not aware of the practical. He's not aware of the situation on the ground. Is that not how people talk? Halfway down. Don't mind him. He doesn't know what's happening on the ground. If you were here practically, you would see the problem and the reality on the ground. You will not stand, sit in Ghana and send instructions. Sit somewhere and say things that are not real. What is the situation on the ground? Is that there are 5,000 men here, apart from the women and children. And there is no food. And it's a desert. And the practical thing to do is for these people to go home. What about if they rout and they start? Chow way. What about if they start? Hey, Samina, Amina. Hey, Samina, Amina. Hey, Samina, Amina. Many people, when I say something to do, they have it in their mind that I don't know the practical thing on the ground. That's the truth. That is the hindering thought that prevents an instruction from being obeyed. And that is the hindering thought that prevents them from having the miracle of abundance. Food you can never eat. Today, when I look at the food that is in my house, I know I can never eat it. Because when you grow older, you can even afford 50 chickens a day. But the doctor will say, eat one small piece. That's all. Yes. I can afford to drink 3 bottles of Coca-Cola every day by the grace of. How much is one? I don't know how much it costs. I've lost count of what things cost. Yeah. One CD. I think I saw an advert. It's still one CD. Yes. Pepsi. Pepsi is still one CD. Even though I can afford 3. Morning, afternoon, evening. One. Yes. Or 3 morning, 3 afternoon. That's 9. That's 54 cubes of sugar. One Coca-Cola is 6 cubes of sugar. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. That's why people grow fat when they are fasting. Yes. The Coke that you drink is more than all the food that you didn't eat. Una le coke, but it's a sugar. Make them sit down. Don't mind him. Don't mind him. In my construction history, as I've been building, one time we had an engineer. I said, leave it to us. You leave it to me. I said, here I can't leave it to you. Here I cannot leave it to you. I will never leave it to you. Never. Yes. Oh, you don't understand. I don't understand. No. You better learn to know whose instructions you should follow. Some of you, that's why you can't be promoted at your workplace. Your boss remembers that when he tells you something, you will not do it. And sometimes something. Sometimes I ask people, I say, but you are working here. I don't ask you what time do you come? What time do you go? I don't ask you any question about anything. That I say, okay, buy a cat. Out of the blue, buy a cat. This is the only thing I've asked you to do before. That's the thing you will not do. That's why people are not promoted. Yeah. Wow. A boss who is, you remember all these things. Say, this person, when I say it will never happen, this will have to follow 3 times, to call 7 times about the same thing. If I say, don't drive fast, they will drive fast. This one, I say, drive 80, they will drive 80. If I, Healing Jesus Crusade, how we drive and travel, I call the driver, I call all that, I show them films of accidents. I said, this is what can happen, look at this. This is why different types of accidents. I say, don't drive fast. Don't drive fast. Just drive like, I've had accidents before. I know what I'm saying. I know what I'm talking about. You don't understand the situation on the ground. I say, I prefer to cancel. And I've canceled before. We are starting to say, we are not there. That's all. We couldn't come in time. People don't follow instructions. But there are some people, they will follow. From today, whatever makes you stubborn, whatever makes you always have an answer back, for almost there is no topic without an answer back, you are delivered from that thing in Jesus' name. Those of you wives who have developed answer back table tennis in the house, when they say, papa, cha-cha-cha. Gradually, you will not be attractive. Nobody is attracted to someone who is an opposer, who answers back. Yes. Yes. Make them sit down. How can that solve our problem? Verse 15. And they did so. They did so. And they made them all sit down. Verse 16. Then he took the 5 loaves. Listen. This is, I don't know how. Maybe order creates an environment for miracles. Because before God created man, which is his super creation, he reorganized the world. Let the waters above be separate from the waters below. Okay, waters on the earth, let some to the side, some to the dry land. Okay, let there be a greater light for afternoons and then a lesser light for evenings. Let there be green trees here. Let there be animals which eat the trees. So he arranged it when the whole world was set. Then he said, now, I'm going to bring my master creation, which is something that is made in my image, in the image of God. Nothing had been made in the image of God. That's why it's an insult to take a crab and say, this is Jehovah. This is Jehovah. A crab, my creator. No one has been made in the image. No animal has been made in the image of God. It's a curse. If I took a president's picture and I put under cockroach species, is it not an insult? It's an insult. And when you take God, you take a fish and you say, this is God. He has looked at you. You will be poor till you die. You say God is a fish. You say God is a fish, a red fish. I know a town which have got a crab as their god. How can it prosper? So God creates order. So that's what Jesus did. He said, 50s, 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 50s. Then after that, he took the five loaves and he looked up to heaven. This now the power that is coming down. And break it and gave it to the disciples to set before the multitude. They saw it. When they take one bread, another one appears. Bread was appearing in the basket. 5,000. Five loaves, so 5,000. And they did eat. They did eat. And there was taken up of fragments that remained 12 baskets. You can never eat what God is going to provide for you. Never, never, never. You will never be hungry again. When you learn to follow his will and do the will of the Father. Today's people, they would have formed a committee. Eight of you come, the front, top, front eight. Come, come, guys. You want to see me about what? Come. They've surrounded me. They want to discuss with me what I told them, that you should arrange the people. That there's a lot of people are saying that you preach too long. A lot of people are saying that the transport is finished in town. A lot of people are not happy. There's a lot of grumbling at the back. We sit at the back. We know what's happening at the back. We feel the tensions in the crowd. 5,000 is not a small number, apart from the women. And today the healings were not so many. It was mostly preaching. You've come to see me as a committee. May that never be your story in Jesus' name. Go and sit down before I say something that may change your destiny. You will have enough food, eh? It will be the last and the lowest and the least issue on your mind. Let that be your story from today in the name of Jesus. Wow. Number 10. You are going to receive a calculation on your potential earnings in the world. Times 100. And you will receive it. Mark chapter 10. These are your wages. Mark chapter 10, verse 28. Then Peter began to say to him, lo, we have left all. Huh? And we have followed thee. What is left of us? Jesus answered and said, there is no man, no man, no potty, who has left a house, or brethren. One of the main things you leave behind are your family. Many people will tell you, oh, my mother says this, my father says this. My brothers are expecting me to do this. My uncle, my father's friend, my brother, even grandmother. There is no man that has left house. Whatever house you could have built, God has seen it. Or brethren. Or sisters. Or father. Or mother. Or wife. Sometimes to obey the word of God and to do his will, you have to leave your wife. I didn't write the Bible. If you want to be angry with me, be angry with Jesus. And don't accept anything else in the Bible. If you don't accept this one, you can't accept the others. This is not the only place where he talks about. In Luke 14, he mentions it again. So, some people think that to be a good pastor, to be a good Christian, you have to follow all nonsense from a mad woman who just talks and says whatever she wants to say. No. Read your Bible carefully. It's not all women you have to listen to their input. Some of the women are crazy. They are totally bonkers. And you, if you follow them, you are going to follow them to your disaster. That's a reality. Even parents, not all fathers and mothers. Look, one time we had a young boy in our church. He told me, he said, my father is a wizard. And he confessed, he said, look, I've killed these people, different people. And he told me that my father took me to a cemetery in the Volta region. And I slept in the cemetery for 7 days. Yes. And after that, he took my blood and his blood and we mixed it together in the cemetery in the night and made a covenant. I'm talking about my church member. I'm not talking about stories. I'm talking about my church member who was in the church. And he came under, when he gave his life to Christ, he came under strong pressure to go back to those things. And in the end, he ran away and went to continue to do it. I don't know where he is today. Yeah. So to serve God, you may have to set aside some things. Yeah. Brothers, sisters. Some of you have brothers and sisters who speak, when they speak, it's like knives and sharp blades are coming out of their mouths. It's not all brothers and sisters who you have to listen to and follow what they are saying. No. Usually in a family, sometimes God will select one person out of a family. Sometimes he come in twos, two people in a family. Many times it's just one person. Sometimes you can have three people, four people. I have seen one person in a family and sometimes two, sometimes three. But usually it's one or two. The rest are not in that line. That's why this verse is there. Children. Yeah, because of our children, you know, our children, we have to really care for our children. We are responsible. The Bible says that, you know, if you don't look after your house, you are worse than an infidel. The Bible says that. And the Bible also says this one. This one is also there. Same Bible. These are the words of Jesus Christ. You won't clap well. Clap well. Clap, clap, clap. It's a good message. Clap. These are the words of Jesus. The first time I heard, okay, it's okay, the clap is okay. Ah, because you will not clap, then you will over clap. You see, over respect. Eh? You delayed for 4 months before clapping. Now you are trying to rush. The first time I saw something like this was, I went to a church at, that time the church was meeting at, one of the cinema halls in Accra. And the pastor came from the Caribbean. And he preached. And he ordained the pastor there. And he said, look. He said, it costs a lot to serve God. One day he came back from one of his trips. And his wife said to him, listen, I want a normal husband. I don't want a husband who travels and comes back. I want somebody who stays. Yes. Jezebel. And he said, God has called me. I cannot stop doing my work. I want a normal husband. Your normal husband who works at the bank, what time does he come? When they say they are doing accounts at the end of the year, what time does he come home? Reconciliation, mid-year reconciliation, end of year reconciliation. Pass by all the banks in the night, you see the lights are on. They are all there. They are there. Balancing accounts. And it's also not balancing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And has left his wife or his children, or his lands. Lands. Yesterday, some people gave lands. Lands. For my sake and the gospel's sake. Remember what we said? He has not asked you to serve him in vain. Yes. Verse 30. But he shall receive hundredfold now. So if you gave one land for the gospel's sake, expect 100 plots of land. You see, some of you don't believe what I'm saying. Say 100 plots of land. 100 plots of land is 25 acres. You see, if you say, explain it. I say, I can't explain it. Yeah. Just believe the preaching. Believe the preaching. Even if my English weren't good. Believe the preaching. 100 times whatever you've given up. So if Bishop Saki was a lawyer who was setting up his law firm, maybe by now, you see the lawyer that was defending during the NPP-NDC, that case, That guy. They are his classmates. He would have been one of the top lawyers. They are mates. My wife, they are my class. They are classmates. Yeah. All these top guys. Top guys. So whatever land and house Bishop Saki has left behind to become a priest, to wear cloth, following people, going to cry. If Bishop Saki is your pastor, you really enjoy. Because when you are sad, he will come and cry in the house over you. He has left following law cases. Huh? To come and cry in your house with you. Huh? Instead of having a pastor without feelings, have you been for funerals? You see, the pastor he has no feelings about what he's doing. He's trying to finish it. Yeah.
It's a job, he's doing his job.
Your name is what? And he'll be reading it.
And the thing is, what's his name?
And they'll be singing the hymns. Say, okay, we shall sing the first and last stanza. They're just going through the motions. Because they have 8 funerals to do. Vote of thanks for family members. Okay. Now, shall we all have God? 2-4. So they'll say, hey. Huh? Yeah. He has left all that. Yes. One day I saw his mate had become attorney general. I said, wow. Judges. Supreme Court judges. Has left all those. Yeah. To become a sit in the church. Just sit in the church. Funeral. Cry. Pastor. Wedding. Pray with you. Everything. Preach to you. Encourage you. Counsel you. Huh? Even you don't know. The Bible says you'll receive 100-fold. You should never be jealous. Yes. This is the wages. The wages. It's rather against the word of God that you should not receive 100-fold in the now. When is he going to receive it? Now in this time. If Bishop Eddie had continued in his profession, I am sure that he would have been the chief executive of VRA by now. Yes. There would have been no doom song in Ghana. Or the table tennis champion of Ghana. Oh, yes. Somebody said, but my family is poor. So where I'm coming from, there are no lands already. So as I am coming to serve the Lord, I am not bringing any land that I'm giving up. No, it's not true. When we came to be in the ministry, we didn't have anything. But potentially, you can have. It's true, we didn't have anything, but potentially you can have. Receive 100 times whatever potentially is in your hand in the name of Jesus. Expect it. Don't expect to be poor. Don't expect to be poor. Expect to have 100-fold now in this life. Now you don't understand the God that you are serving. Everybody. Who? One, two, three. It is the Lord. It is the Lord. 100-fold. Sit down. Number 11. Your wages will come in the form of blessings. Exodus 23:25. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless. Let's not continue the verse for now. You shall serve and he shall bless. 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 You shall serve the Lord your God and he shall bless. My Lord and my God, I never knew that when I serve you, there is such a rebound table tennis of blessing that is coming my way. You shall serve and he shall bless. You shall serve and he shall bless. You shall serve and he shall bless. Receive the blessings for serving. You, at the back there, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless. Receive the blessing 100 times. I love it. I feel blessings all around me, I tell you. I feel blessings all around me. I've been serving the Lord since I was 16 years old. You shall serve the Lord and he shall bless. He shall bless. You shall serve and he shall bless. Recently, I gave somebody a car. He was confused. I just quoted this verse. I said, you shall serve and he shall bless. Take the key and go home. You are blessed. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You shall serve and he shall bless. 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 You shall serve and then he shall bless. Give the Lord a shout. 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 You shall serve. 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 He shall bless. 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 You decide what you want to do, but as for me and my household and my friends and my beloved ones around me, we shall serve the Lord and he shall bless. Hold your fishing net. I said, one, two, three. It is the Lord. It is the Lord. It must be the Lord. It must be the Lord. It must be the Lord. This kind of blessing must be the Lord. Don't ask me how. Don't ask me how. I don't know how a mobile phone works. I don't know how a television works. But I know that it works. I don't know how this verse works. But I know that it works. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless. Fantastic. Charlie, now the wages are going very far. You shall serve. Just serve. Just serve. If they say, I shall be in it. If they say, dance, dance. If it's choir, choir. If it's follow up, follow up. If it's visitation, visit. If it's preaching, preach. If it's listening to message, listen. If it's fasting, fast. You shall serve, and he shall bless. You shall serve, he shall bless. You shall serve, he shall bless. You shall serve, he shall bless. Don't forget this verse. Don't forget it. Keep it in your heart. As you work for God, as you are asked to do something, remember Exodus 23, 25. You shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless. Your role is to serve. His role is to bless. Wow. You know, today I was talking to my friend in America. I was telling him that, you know, when God told Isaac, you stay here, I will bless you. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. And I was telling him that Jews, they are so blessed. And I started to mention Zuckerberg, the chief boss of Microsoft, the boss of Oracle, Facebook, any big thing, CNN, and all those. Then he said, look, you are mentioning big ones. He said, here in America, anything that is working, whether it's a hospital, the boss is a Jew. Any business in America, he said, it's not the big things. He said, where are you? They will come just now and say that he's the head. It's the head. Any law, fed it all. You see that he's one. He is what? One. He said, he told me that the examples you are giving are not the, you are, it's like you are giving examples from afar. We are here. Everybody who is the top of anything, don't you see that the thing is working? It's a Jew. It's a fantastic mystery. This was it. He said, you shall serve the Lord. Even the screen has gone off because it cannot contain such a scripture. The scripture is too heavy for the screen. Yeah. The scripture is too heavy. It's heavy, heavy duty. I mean, we can stay here all night, this particular scripture. I mean, what else do you want me to say? You get it? I like, what else? What else shall I explain? This is an honorific blessing for serving the Lord. Think of all of you young children. Huh? God says, I bless you. Your tomorrow will not have any connection with today. like how you are today, it cannot compare with how you will be when he says, you, I'm blessing you. Oh, that's it. That's it. That is why you must seek blessings. Yes. What you can do to invoke a blessing, try and do it. And one of the great things you can do to invoke a blessing is to serve God. Serve God. Serve God. Be a servant of God. Be a servant of God. Be a servant of God in the house of the Lord. You shall serve, and he shall bless. Now let's play real table tennis with each other. Tell your neighbor, you shall serve. Then the neighbor will say, and he shall bless. And he shall bless. You shall serve. Then backhand, he shall bless. You shall serve. Then backhand, he shall bless. You shall serve. Then backhand, he shall bless. Ah! Look. You have to wait to receive the ball before you play it back. Start again. Shh, wait. Some of you, you think you are doing karate. We are not doing karate here. You play like this. You shall serve. Then the neighbor will say, you shall bless. Ready, go. You shall bless. You shall serve. He 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 shall bless. You shall serve. You can even play volleyball. You shall serve. Then he shall bless. You shall serve. He shall bless. You shall serve. He shall bless. Give the Lord the biggest shout of hallelujah. Ha. The next thing. Your wages are now being expanded. I'm going further. You see, I told you there were more things in the wages. Your wages include every good thing. Psalm 34 verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, O ye saints. There is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord, I said, they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing in this life. What is a good thing? I want to hear 25 good things. Necklaces. Some of you need orange necklace to match with your blue dress. Receive an orange necklace now in the name of Jesus. Some of you need an orange pair of shoes to match with your blue dress. Receive orange shoes. Some of you need a visa to America. Receive a visa to America. Some of you need a visa to Canada. Receive a visa to Canada. What is a good thing? Some of you need a tall beloved. Receive a tall beloved. Some of you need a short beloved. Receive a short beloved. What is a good thing? I said, what is a good thing? Some of you just need 20 CDs. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. You shall serve. You shall serve. You shall serve. I want you to slap me. When I slap you, you slap me back. You shall serve. You shall serve. You see, if some people come to a church, they'll think you don't respect me. You shall serve. Hey, whenever I speak, you speak back. It shall bless. You shall serve. You shall serve. You shall serve. Dresses. Some of you have four dresses. First Sunday, second Sunday, third Sunday, and fourth Sunday. Receive 40 dresses. 40. Some of you are looking for love. Love. Nobody loves you. Today, according to Psalm 34, lions lack love. They suffer hunger. But the girls that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing, including love. All of you who walk to church, pray for a larger car park for the church, because your car is coming to join the cars. Yes. Lions. If you watch lions on wildlife, Animal Planet, you see that they are very lean. Yes, they are very lean. One day I was in Kenya and I saw a lion. I said, ah, this one looks like an Alsatian dog. They were hungry. They don't get food to eat. But as for you, as for you, as for you, you will never be hungry again till you die. Do not try to imagine how what I am saying will happen. That is not your job. They that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Whatever is called a good thing, receive it now in the name of Jesus. Whatever is a bad thing, I declare it will not be in your life again. You shall serve. You shall serve. You shall serve. You shall bless. You shall serve. Fantastic. Fantastic. Wow. Amazing. Finally. There are more, but because of time. Tomorrow is Good Friday. Psalm 67. One of the greatest wages. God, be gracious. To us. and bless us, that cause your face to shine on us. Amen. Let the people praise you. Let all the people praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. Amen. Let the people be glad and sing for joy. Why? 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 All right. Let the people praise thee. Make your face shine on us. Let your way be known upon the earth. Amen. Let the people, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations. Amen. Let the earth yield her release. Amen. The earth has yielded its produce. Actually, I prefer to read it from the American Bible. God be gracious to us and bless us. Amen. And cause his face to shine upon us. Okay. That your ways may be known on the earth, and your salvation, that's the reaping of the harvest. He that reapeth receiveth wages. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. Let the people praise you, O God. Let the people praise you. The earth has yielded its produce. God blesses us that all the ends of the earth may fear him. So the blessing that comes for letting his salvation be known to the whole world, are you with me? Is that God should be gracious and bless us. Now, when we say God be gracious, it means that God is going to overlook a whole lot of issues. Be gracious. God be what? Gracious. Be gracious. And bless us. Blessing. Cause his face to shine on you. When you see somebody, like, look at my face. When you see somebody, it's like his face is shining. Like God should smile at you. Verse 2, that your way may be known on the earth and your salvation among all nations. Benny Hinn was preaching recently in a small church somewhere, and he told them, he said recently he wasn't well. I said that the truth is that he died. And he went to heaven. And when he saw Jesus, he said Jesus was standing there. When you come to him, people were coming, he was in the queue. When he came, instantly, this way, left, this way, this way. See, he was afraid. He said that it never occurred to him that he had even been a preacher before. You see, when you get to heaven, you become nothing. Yes. He said when it was his turn, he was shaking like a leaf. When he got in front of the Lord said to him, go back. Don't blow it again. Go back. He said, you see, God be gracious. Whatever mistake I have made, whatever mistake I have made, overlook it. Your salvation will be spread to the ends of the earth. The Lord said to him, go back and don't blow it again. Hey. Reaping of the harvest brings that your salvation will be known among all nations. Your ways, this church planting on the earth. Amen. Amen. Are you listening? Are you sure you are listening? How many want God to overlook some of our things? God is going to say, God is going to say, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. I'm aware of everything. Come. This is a blessing for those who make salvation to be known all over the earth. Yes. Look at Billy Graham. He cannot even die. I think he's 96. He traveled everywhere, including to Kumasi and Accra, to preach throughout his life. Wow. Lord, be gracious. May God overlook everything that is wrong as you serve Him. Remember that scripture where it says that as the Lord spareth his son, as a man spares his son. Like, I will overlook this because you served me. May you and may all of Lighthouse and all the children that God has given into our hands reap the wages, reap the harvest, and receive all types of wages and blessings from the Lord from henceforth. May there not even be 5 minutes meeting to convince you to serve God again. No. May there not be 5 minutes of discussion about whether you will serve the Lord. You shall serve and He shall bless. Stand to your feet, everybody. We are done. Turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, neighbor, I have noticed how you've been serving the Lord, and I now know why you are that way. I now know why. Tell your neighbor, it seems you saw something long ago. I don't know whether you shared it with me. In Jesus' name. Lift your hand and dedicate yourself to the service of Almighty God till your last and dying day. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory. We are grateful. This is a great opportunity. We shall serve and you shall bless. We shall serve and you shall bless. We shall serve and you shall bless. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Mighty name of Jesus. Hallowed be thy name, oh God. Oh God, 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 oh God. We give you thanks, we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, you are here tonight. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ. Maybe somebody invited you to church, but you are not a born-again Christian. I want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my life to God. If you are here like that, wherever you are, lift your right hand and I'm going to pray a special prayer. Maybe somebody invited you, but you are not really born again. Or even you don't understand what it means to be born again. I want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my life to God. If you are here like that, lift your right hand up high. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Father, thank you for all those who have lifted their hand. They want to come and dedicate their life to you today. We give you praise. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name. If you've lifted your hand, you want to give your life to Jesus, come to me in the front. Come. Come from where you are standing. Come. Shh. No clapping, please. Come. Let me finish speaking before you clap. Come. I want to pray with you here, please. Come. Let me pray with you quickly. God bless you. I want to give my life to God. I want to give my life to Jesus. Come. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Lift your hand and let's say this prayer. Everybody join your prayer. Say, Jesus, close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my life to you. Have mercy on me. From today, I give my heart to God. I will follow Jesus. I will serve Jesus. Cleanse me, Lord, with the blood of Jesus. From today, I'm a child of God and I will serve God. Thank you, Lord. Please write my name. Please write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dagwood Mills, please visit our website at www.dagwoodmills.org. God richly bless you.